Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This place is a Rochester institution.
Yeah.
Should I say was a Rochester institution.
So it's done?
Yes. This announcement over the weekend made an entire community and history buffs locally shed a tear.
This is sad.
It is sad.
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 But with this restaurant and others like it on the opposite, and another like it on the opposite side of town. Now you're doing it to me.
I didn't. You did it to yourself.
You're doing it again. Let's try again. With this restaurant and another like it on the opposite side of town.
Yeah.
You know it's there. You know it matters.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the kind of place you go on a regular basis because sometimes fancy means more.
So it's high end.
Even though you spend less time inside.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. One of Rochester's most historic restaurants has called it quits. Richardson's Canal House.
Wait, you're kidding me.
I wish you could see his face if you watch the live stream.
I love that joint.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, no.
We go there every summer for lunch.
Yeah. Well, not anymore because they announced over the weekend they are closing.
Are you really surprised?
Yeah, man. That's an M effort because it's always packed.
Yeah.
Oh, this sucks. It's the nicest place to eat on the canal.
Look, it's a beautiful place.
That's saying a lot in your town.
Oh, yeah.
It's not his town. It's a nicer part. For those not familiar with the canal side, Bushnell's Basin Eatery. It's inside one of the most historic buildings.
Yeah, the joint's got to be like Civil War.
It is. So it's a state. It's actually way pre-Civil War. It's a coach stop from 1818.
Damn. They said Lincoln had a pint there.
What did that sound like?
I have no idea.
He's got a high squeaky voice.
maybe pour me some more, I would say. Kevin, a delicious pint. Mr. Richardson there.
The Canal House building. Predates the Erie Canal.
It's a problem in the south, but I think we'll square those away soon.
No, they built the canal around it. It was there before the canal.
Wow.
Like, no joke.
So, like, they probably served those guys.
Yes. Well, when they weren't dying and being buried alive. It was a public house for over a century. It became a home, apartments, and it was abandoned in the 60s, left dilapidated and gross. Yeah, it was all done. It was then purchased in the 1970s, rehabbed, and turned into the restaurant that we know and love today.
Yeah, outdoor, beautiful.
It's great. It opened on Valentine's Day 1979 as the restaurant we know it as. Quick sidebar.
Yeah, I think Carter had a drink.
What did that sound like?
Well, you know, I went down there, had a
sounds
drink.
A lot like Lincoln, actually. It's weird. Sidebar. A restaurant that's been open for 50 years is very impressive.
Yeah.
But I am kind of disappointed because I thought because of the building it had been there for like 150 years.
I assumed like it's just always been something. Like maybe it's changed owners or whatever, but it's always been the same thing.
No, apparently not. All right, so Tommy, as you are coming to terms with the fact that Richardson's Canal House is closing, do you think of that place as a fancy place?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, it's like high-end casual.
It's okay. So, yes, it is fancy. Yeah. What an East Side thing to say.
I know.
Well, it's not like a stuffy like downtown steakhouse on Saturday night.
It's a fancy place, man.
It is. It's nice.
It's a historic restaurant in Bushnell.
I think a lot of people might see it as a little stuffy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he does it because he's stuffy. Hey, look, I'm not bad-mouthing the place. Yeah, it's a great place. But it's not the type of person, the average person goes once a month.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was a special occasion joint. And in that way, it is very similar to a place on the west side that folks are sad is not getting the revival that we were promised, the Crescent Beach.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Both of those places are what I
old
like
old school.
Birthday anniversary.
Yeah, but they were like old school throwback joints.
You got
went
it.
There for like Mother's Day brunch.
Exactly.
Like,
you know, the most likely time you would be there is when your employer threw a party for the entire office and you weren't paying for any of it. Do we get nostalgic for fancier places more than we do everyday normal restaurants. 252 WCMF. Because looking at how people have reacted to the Crescent Beach being dangled in front of us and snatched away again, and how people are reacting to Richardson's Canal House, it kind of feels like
those special occasion spots.
Well, this town used to be full of them, but they all went away. I mean, you had the Diplomat. Uh-huh. You had the Mapledale. You had the Glen Edith.
You had the Party House.
Yeah, you had the new. You had the Newport House.
Yep.
I mean, those were like old joints that like old school, you know, older clientele.
Absolutely.
But they were higher end. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them were on the water. Nice.
Why do we get more nostalgic for places that we don't go to as often?
Because you went there with your grandmother, probably, right? To your point. You celebrated a 50th anniversary. You know, it was like milestone moments happen in those joints.
Is it because you only remember it as a kid?
Well, no, because I went
through a kid's eyes.
I've been, I never.
I really only remember those places, like going there for like grandma's birthday.
That's what I'm saying.
So I only remember it up until a certain age, and then those places started going away. So somebody like me, 30 in their mid 30s, I only have memories of those places as a child. So while I think that it would be cool to have them back, I guess I don't really know as an adult if it would be some place where I would go often.
Okay. But, I mean, then again, our parents and grandparents had those same memories, and they weren't kids. Like, Richardson's Canal House, there are people, like, you're devastated. You're not a child.
Right. True.
Right? I think maybe the, like you just touched on, the more important the memory makes these places matter more to us.
Sure.
Which is kind of weird, because I would think the place you are at more would matter more to you.
Hmm.
Like, if we're going to side-by-side...
The problem, that joint may be easier to replace because there's something else like it.
True.
We're like a Canal House, Crescent Beach. They're so unique.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You're not going to get that again anywhere around here.
All right. Walk with me here. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I would love to hear your opinion because I'm trying to figure this out, too. Again, talking about over the weekend, Richardson's Canal House down in Bushnell's Basin announces they will be closing, open for the first time in 1979.
Wow.
But that building it's in has existed since 1818. If we side-by-side Richardson's Canal House with a place like, what's that diner on East Henrietta Road? Why am I blanking? Not Mel's Diner. Oh, my God. Why? Jay's, thank
is
you.
Is it Jay's?
Jesus Christ, I'm tired. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, so like there are people that go to Jay's Diner every day.
Yeah, sure.
They walk in, they have breakfast, they know the family who owns it, they are on a first-name basis with birthdays on the waiters and waitresses and all these things.
Yeah.
They have what they order every time, they love it, right? That place, based on the relationships you've built, should matter more than a place that you go to two or three times. And I get that it's easier to replicate a diner, but if, let's say, tomorrow Jay's were to close, there would be a whole community of people that lost their only social outlet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I still...
I guess it's a different kind of loss.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Because, like, you more than likely don't go to Jay's Diner every morning for coffee and eggs with your wife.
Okay.
Like, you just go there, you're running in from work people. It's a different atmosphere where a place like the Canal House, that was like a planned evening
event.
Out.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's a different vibe.
Yeah. Okay.
And, like, the food, you may not like the food at some of these places.
At the place you go to on a regular basis?
No, I'm talking about those
places.
Occasional places.
Oh, okay.
Like, you're not going to want to go there for lunch and get your sandwich and see a side of asparagus. That's going to gross you out.
Why are you... You feel like you're attacking me here.
I'm not attacking you. I'm figuring you out.
Why would I want asparagus for
Thank
lunch?
You.
Why would I want asparagus, period?
It's delicious.
Nobody wants asparagus.
Yes, it is.
You only get asparagus...
Wait, you don't like asparagus?
No.
Why?
Well, I mean, it's not that I don't like it. I'll eat it. Like, you only get asparagus when you go to a low-end dinner at the convention center. You know I'm right.
Well, you've been to a lot of those.
You know I'm right. No, I have. No, it's like, hey, you know it's nice when you get the potato medley. When you get the asparagus, whoever was spending didn't
I love asparagus.
What? You're the only man I've ever met that's like, please give me all the asparagus. That's weird, man.
No, it's not.
Of all the vegetables that you could be served as a side, you choose asparagus?
No, but sometimes in these fancier places, you get stuff like that on the side.
It's not that fancy. Asparagus is not that fancy.
Go price it out, bro.
Go price out your asparagus. Was that
okay.
A, that's
I,
a Tommy
go price
insult.
Price it out, bro.
Kimmy, go price out. You don't even know.
$5 a pound?
You think you know asparagus, but you
it's
don't.
It's green lobster.
Is it actually that expensive?
It's very delicious.
Brutal.
The only thing that's bad about asparagus is that it makes your pee reek.
Everybody knows.
No, but like you forget like how bad that skunk whiz is.
Skunk whiz?
Is.
Have you ever been to Richardson's?
No, I have not. But like, I feel like as a kid, when we'd go to those special occasion places, we kind of stuck to the West Side. Never really crossed town all that much.
And no, you nailed it. It is weird how when it comes to nice.
We're in our little bubble.
Yes, nice places. You never cross the river.
But there was just, you had your own spot. So you just stuck to it.
Yeah, they had
the
ditch. Great joint.
No, there were a couple places in Greece, I feel like. And I can picture them, and I don't even remember what they were called.
I know what you mean. It is strange. When it comes to fancy restaurants for memories, you never cross the river. I had never been to Richardson's Canal House until I had to go to a thing with my wife or one of her work events.
But you also were raised differently with your parents.
What do you mean?
They didn't spend.
Okay, we still went to
places. Yeah, but you still, it didn't matter. You still had those special occasion moments, which is funny that we look back on those. Go ahead.
But his old man ate a lobster in front of him.
Yes.
At a home.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he would go and spend all the money he wanted on these nice places.
Okay, so your father was from.
I've been to the Diplomat. We would go to the Crescent Beach. Well, there was plenty. I went.
I didn't
places.
Know if you went.
No, shut up.
Because I don't see like him taking your mom out for a nice meal.
What's that place?
Just something you did.
What was the name of that place out in like Bergen where if you ate all the prime rib, they gave you a hat? God, what was
it
called?
I can picture it.
Is that the Red Osier?
No, 252 WCMF. Oh, this is gonna bother the hell out of me.
Wait, you're telling? Oh, wait, I think that place was down on the lake.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, so my dad, here's what a cheap...
Oh, it was like the Kuka Inn or the...
Something like Canisius? No.
Canisius Inn.
Was it the Canisius
Inn? Yeah, so they had
the Truman cut
of roast of a prime rib. It was like 72 ounces.
I know what you're talking about.
It was a monster.
I don't think that's what he got. Anyway, long story short.
Well, he ain't spending that.
Bro, he went. He would go all the time, and he would go buy it, and he would like con the guy into giving him the hat that said he ate the whole thing. And he would get a new one every time he went. Like, he went, like, once a year, and he'd come up with a new trucker hat that said, I ate the big one on it, and he never finished the big one.
I only got that hat one time, man, from your mom. It was so nice of her.
You got it from her.
He's saying my mom's fat yet. Okay.
Because I ate the whole thing.
Saying, yeah. I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Right down to the gristle.
I don't understand, though, why we look back on those places so fondly.
Because were happy times.
Yeah, but every time we went, it was with like the whole family. Somebody was in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Somebody put up a stink about their food. Like, there was always drama surrounding those days and like getting everybody there on time, and somebody had to plan it out.
He's
and
right.
Grandpa wasn't happy, or like, you know, like there. I don't ever remember there being a peaceful moment during those big group dinners.
No, she's absolutely right.
I don't know why we want that back.
No, you're right. It was always like, I got to put on something nice. He's got a stain on his white shirt. His pants don't fit anymore. He got too fat for him. Like, I'd be getting yelled at. Where are your dress shoes? They don't fit. Put them on. It hurt my feet.
Grandma's bitching because it's too loud.
We never took grandma.
Oh, we would go with like the whole extended family.
Wait, you didn't take your grandmother when she was alive?
No.
Yeah, like for Mother's Day or something? You never...
But did you take your grandfather?
No, I don't ever...
Oh, so like we would go like aunts, uncles, whoever was there was coming.
I'll be honest with you. I don't remember doing anything for my mother's mother for Mother's Day ever.
Wow.
My grandmother.
Well, your mother didn't get a very fair shake in that house.
No, she did not.
Why not pass it on?
You know, going back to Richardson's Canal House closing, again, they announced this over the weekend. What really sucks about this specifically, there is nothing like it within 100 miles of Rochester.
I loved it. Mm-hmm.
It feels ancient and fancy at the same time. Like, you walked into an old-school saloon, because I guess it kind of was an old-school saloon.
No, but you could sit outside. You could sit inside.
Okay. Why would you want to sit outside?
I had lunch out there.
Okay,
we used to go there for lunch.
But you're such a bitch-ass bitch. Oh, there's water. There's an industrial ditch there. This is a literal museum inside. Like, it's been...
I've eaten inside.
It existed 18 years after the turn of the 17th century.
I cannot eat inside. When it's nice out.
Oh,
if we go out for drinks or something, I have to sit outside.
You physically cannot do it.
Well, I can't.
Well, we only get so much weather where it's nice. So I'm going to sit outside, have a drink. I would like a nice sandwich with a, you know.
So you're one of those people that will wait longer for an outdoor table when there's a perfectly good table inside.
Yeah. I got all winter to
eat inside.
I never
understood those people.
I got all winter.
I'm going there because I'm hungry. I would like to sit down at any table available.
How do you have a nice romantic...
Why even go out? Why not sit in your backyard and eat something, stupid?
Yeah, so let me ask you this.
Listen, I love eating outside.
I love how that argument doesn't work.
I enjoy eating outside, but again, like I will take the first available table. I'm not waiting 45 minutes.
Don't you want a nice little romantic evening?
Because
with
then
the man?
You know what I end up doing?
Wildly power eats.
Next to an industrial ditch? Yeah, that sounds really sexy.
Oh, it's not a dish, it's a canal.
And then I end up getting pissed because I'm waiting for somebody who's taking their sweet-ass time at that outdoor table.
That's me. Because we linger afterwards.
It's like, hey, you like napkins? Well, they're gone. Why? Why? The table is never solid on the ground either. It's always moving when I'm trying to cut my stuff outside. You know that's the case. It sucks. Eating outside is the stupidest scam of all
things.
I love it. Hey, man, we don't have to pay rent for half of the people here, and they'll happily accept it. Stupidest. The good thing. All right, look, it sucks that this place is closing for folks that own it.
You're going to miss it.
No, the food was great. I love the inside of it. You know I love history.
Yeah, yeah.
It sucks for the people that own this. You know, you could tell that they were really heartbroken in the story. I feel really bad for the people that are losing their jobs here. Yeah. I never want to see that. The one good thing in this situation, if somebody else wanted to move in and preserve the history of the place, it would be, A, easy to do, and, B, it would still make the restaurant a really cool experience.
It's going
to
happen.
And it's on the National Registry of Historic Places, so whoever moves in there can't really change much.
Right.
So, I mean, like, just locally for history's sake, I hope it doesn't stay empty for long.
Yeah, it was always busy, too.
Yeah, it's weird. You stop going, and all of a sudden they shut
down.
They're
busy.
Yeah, but they couldn't. They were one asparagus sale short of making rent.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. That content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some will see the story and think chivalry is dead.
Oh.
Others will say just because someone has money doesn't mean they have to spend it on people that don't have money. Mm. Because a man with a literal ton of cash has decided to do something the average couple is forced to do.
Yeah.
And it has some people calling him a massive chintz.
Oh, wow.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, do you know who Michael Porter Jr. is?
Michael Porter Jr. Yep. Sounds like a country star, but no.
He's not a country star. He is an NBA player.
Oh.
Who was just recently traded to the Brooklyn Nets. And right before he was traded, at least recently, he signed a fully guaranteed $200 million contract.
I should know this man.
Well, I mean, actually, no. NBA salaries are out of control, so you don't have to.
All right.
He's got coin, basically.
Yeah.
Which is why some people are scratching their heads when they found out that Porter Jr. was making his girlfriend split the rent with him at an apartment they shared.
Wait.
Is she also rich?
No.
Oh.
Not as far as we know.
I can see, like, if you're both kind of on the same page here.
Now, to be fair, we don't know who she is, yeah. But I don't think she, I mean.
I don't know if she made her own money, so he figured.
But even so.
Go 50-50.
You're super rich.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're sleeping with this woman and you're making her split the rent.
So over the weekend, Michael Porter Jr. went on a podcast and confirmed the story was true.
Okay.
Now, to be clear, it doesn't look like, Kimmy, this woman's anyone famous that we know.
Okay.
So it's not like, it doesn't sound like it's two rich folks at the same time.
Mm.
And before we get into the conversation, to give Porter credit he deserves, the couple broke up a few months after they moved in.
Okay.
And he is still paying his half of the rent despite not living there.
Oh, she stayed.
She stayed. He left, and he's still paying his half of the rent, right. So he did do the right thing here, right? But, and I quote, I had never bought a girl expensive gifts before this last girl, and it was cool to do, but I still wanted to know that she was with me for the right reasons. Every dude in this particular person's past had money, so I never wanted to feel like a girl was with me just because of what I had.
Okay, almost like, is that in a way like prove that you're here for the right reasons kind of thing?
Yeah, it sounds that way.
Okay, so is he, so it's kind of a test.
Bold move.
It's not the worst move but for guys that are that exposed.
Yeah.
All right, so with that being said, $200 million contract, making your girlfriend split rent. Chintz or no chintz?
It's chintz. It's straight up chintz. Especially like if she is just a regular person with not millions of dollars.
Yeah, sure,
yeah
sure.
So you would. So he would have had to live in a place that's that both of you can afford. So that may not be as nice as he could get. You know what I mean?
So he is chintz.
Oh yeah.
You don't understand why he's doing what he's doing or what he did. What he did?
Well, because you want to know why if she's there for the right reasons or she's just or for she's my just, money.
Yeah, using you.
Well, man, if you're that rich and that young, she's there for the money.
You think so?
But I don't know, though. She's paying half the rent.
He's 27 years old. He's a good-looking kid, yeah. Right? He plays. He's a professional athlete, so you know that body's tight.
So she's there for the money. And he wants to know. I mean, I would assume I would be suspicious of anybody that's around me when I have that kind of wealth and fame that I guess maybe you do have to do it, but it's a bad look.
So you do you do think he's in the wrong here?
Not necessarily.
Okay, wait, you can't. You are all over the place.
No, I'm not all over the place. I'm saying sometimes you got to do the dirty deed to figure out where we're at here.
Is chintz bad?
Yes.
And you say he's chintz?
Yes.
Therefore, you think this is bad.
But here's the thing. He's definitely got the stomach for it. I don't.
Of be stomach to be chintz?
I don't want to look chintz when I have money, you know what I mean?
Because you have to try harder to impress, you mean?
Yeah, but like...
Oh, yeah, no one loves you for you. It would definitely be the money.
You had to say it.
Well, no, I mean, everybody was thinking it, and I assumed you knew it. You're not...
I didn't know.
Okay, no, nobody likes
you. It's been news to me.
Nobody likes you at all.
But, yeah, I guess you are going to get a bad reputation, but...
Okay, okay.
But, so... I mean, you do see guys that get ripped.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, then they're out hundreds of thousands of dollars.
We got Instagram messages coming in. You can always get us at Duffy and WCMF. Andrew writes us. I'm going to write it in the way that I think he wrote it. Sounds like true gender equality. I mean, I don't blame the kid. I don't. Do you, Kimmy?
I mean, honestly, it would be an interesting test for somebody up front. Like, even if you didn't intend to have them pay half the rent, just them agreeing to do that is probably a good sign up front.
But I would also worry if I'm there, like, that person is just biding their time, knowing that there is a massive payoff down the road.
Well, there is.
It's like investing in a business, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 252 WCMF, Michael Porter Jr., he plays in the NBA, Brooklyn Nets. He signed a $200 million all-guaranteed contract not too long ago, and there was a story going around that he was making his girlfriend, who seems just like a regular person, although she does date in expensive circles, it seems, made her pay half the rent with him in an apartment they were splitting, and he confirmed the story on a podcast over the weekend. You know, never truly knowing if she's into you has to be a mind-f times 1,000. Like, I get when it comes to problems everyone has, like me being too rich to know would be one everyone wants to have. But if you're in a relationship right now, as a regular-ass person, you are aware the person you're with is there because they care about you.
Yeah.
Right?
But you're also at the same level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you said, you're regular people.
But like that, here's the thing. They can leave you at any time. Yeah. Their life wouldn't change much. But they don't because they love you.
Right.
When you have that kind of money, you would never truly know.
No, because you're playing with platinum poontang. It is. There's no other way to describe it, man. You were dealing with top shelf tail.
It's called Ploontang. Everyone knows it.
I thought he was doing the halftime show.
We're gonna get to that later.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
By the way, you tell you that take, Kimmy's gonna get mad at you because she loves the guy doing the halftime show.
Oh, the guy that's doing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we'll get to that later.
No, but I mean, like, it would be very hard because it's just flying at a different altitude, man.
How do you wake up next to someone every morning? Look at them. And have no idea if they're there for the right reason, right? And then add to that, if you really care about this person and you want to commit to them, you're going to enter a binding contract where if you are wrong, which even as regular people, we get it wrong all the time, that's going to cost you half of everything you have.
Yes.
Right? How do you live like that on a daily basis? Is it worth what you get out of it? Is it worth the money? It must be.
I mean, I think you've got to have a really thick skin to play at that level.
But here's the thing. You have to have a really thick skin with the person who you are supposed to be able to be the most vulnerable.
Right, and you're, I don't know, I was on the phone, so I don't know if you brought this up, but you're in a position where everybody could constantly be trying to take advantage of you.
Yeah.
Or they are.
Or get you to buy in on something. So, yeah, you have to, you're constantly dealing with, is this person's intentions, like, are you know, are, do they have good intentions, or is this just somebody trying to scam me?
Absolutely. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
When it comes to, like, you know, back to regular-ass people like us, how much money does someone have to make annually where they should offer to cover the rent for both parties?
Like, the number?
Yeah. Let's say you're going to move in with somebody. One makes X, the other makes Y. How much would X have to be where you'd expect them?
Like, come on, man. You got it.
Oh, what is it? What's that number annually?
$100,000.
Wait, six figures? That's not enough to cover rent for both people?
Well, you raise your voice there.
That's not. No, I don't think
$100,000?
I don't think you understand how.
That got you to the top of the pyramid with Dick Clark.
Look, man. It is double the average American, a little less than double the average American salary. I still think at $100,000, you can't say, I'll cover rent, don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. An apartment, you got all that. You got $100,000 coming in.
Thoughts, Kimmy?
I mean, if you, depending on the type of apartment you're looking for. I mean, I guess you could, in theory, cover everything if you're living in a smaller apartment.
But what are they making? Because let's say that person's not making much. Let's say they're making $30,000 a year.
Yeah.
You're still, if you cut that in half, only slightly above the average annual American salary. You know what I'm saying?
Do
you
think 30? It's...
Yeah, because 30 and 100 would be 130. Split that in half, that's $65,000 a year. That's just above the average annual American salary. So you'd be putting yourself back down again. You know what I mean?
Do you think, though, it's less
about that lifestyle? Sorry.
The amount in this dynamic and more about, like, let's say you make double what the other person makes. It's relative to what they make.
Okay, so
like, you'd maybe be expected to cover more if you're, you know, doubling their salary.
So if I make 60 and she makes 30, I should offer to cover full boat rent.
Maybe not full boat, but more than she does, just based on what you can work out.
Look at Chintzy Boy over
here. No, but $60,000, again, like... There are people that make $60,000 that have a hard time handling like a single bedroom apartment right now.
Yeah, but you're moving in with all your bills crap. You got boxes of jerseys you pissed away money on. You got fancy sneakers.
Wait,
what? Yeah, yeah. And you're going to tell, nah, I ain't got it.
You're running your mouth an awful lot for a man who lives in someone else's house.
Yeah, but I live for free.
That's my point.
Different negotiation.
True love.
Different negotiation. What did you bring to the table?
I got stuff, baby.
You got nothing.
I got stuff.
All right. Are guys the only ones that have to be concerned about this?
Yes.
Well, no, because let's say that.
Oh, no. I know a lot of guys who've mooched off women.
We both
and I
did.
I feel like I'm looking at two of them.
Well, you are currently. I can admit that I have done this in the past. My name's on the mortgage, bitch.
Well, my name's on the mortgage through marriage.
I don't think that. Is that what she told you? Yeah, once you get married, it's totally on the mortgage.
Yeah,
the amount. The amount of women I know who took in men who always had something coming in down the line, but it never showed
up. Well, no, it was coming. It just, you know, things change.
Well, that was my sister. Like, she always married these guys that were just bums.
But did
Southern bum going to bang your sister?
Five times.
Was it a situation, though, where she always thought, like, they were going to get it together?
Yeah.
I feel like men are more manipulative in that way.
They're always between something.
Now, look, to your point about being manipulative, and this sounds terrible, and I am a different man now.
Okay.
But you have to admit, it was very easy to tell women what they wanted to hear to get a roof over your head for a little while. Yeah. It was very, very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and they wanted you to be there, so they were going to look past something.
But I was lying.
Right, and maybe in the back of her mind, she kind of knew it was never going to happen.
That's according to one letter I got.
But what's weird about this is, like, you and I, specifically in this story, we weren't prizes. It's not like, oh, I got to make sure I get him, so I'm going to bend over backwards to cover what I have to cover. I never understood. Even when it was happening, it didn't make sense.
Yeah, but you also, you're talking about when you were younger, she was younger, that you were a lesson that she learned.
But they were all successful women. Like, the one you're discussing was
rich.
Yes.
But I also told her everything she wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but we're ugly. We were ugly men going nowhere.
Yeah.
Which is why she probably thought that you wouldn't do bad stuff.
Yeah.
You wouldn't manipulate. You wouldn't lie. Okay.
She didn't think I had the means to cheat.
Oh. Yeah. I think that could be part of it.
You don't want to know how low I was going to go on the road.
Trout mouth. That's how low.
Oh, no. Even. Yeah, Trout. The Troutster.
I mean, did you ever fall into this?
Learn that lesson the hard way.
Did you ever fall into this when you were a younger woman?
I didn't have any money to take care of anybody.
Knows, man.
I don't, I'm too poor to be taken advantage of.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if I told you
you
could get in on the ground floor of a name restaurant that everyone is familiar with?
Like Invest.
Yep, that is making an epic comeback.
Yeah, I'll be a millionaire.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, Tommy, because I have an investment opportunity for you.
Good.
I got this as a direct ad on an Instagram story.
Okay.
You guys remember Chi-Chi's, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the Mexican joint.
You got it. So Rochester had three, I believe, at one point. Three Chi-Chi's in the greater Rochester area. Is there still one? No, I'm thinking of Chili's.
Lone Chi-Chi?
Yeah.
No, because I think
we're down to one Chi.
I think all Chi-Chi's closed after the...
I didn't think there were any left.
Now, Kimmy,
period.
Can you Google this just so I don't get my ass sued into oblivion?
Yeah.
I believe there was a food poisoning situation that may have killed people.
Here? And
that, no, like Chi-Chi's in general. And that was the last straw for Chi-Chi's before they closed forever. I could be wrong, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, there was a deadly hepatitis outbreak of 2003.
Somebody came down with the Chi-Chi's.
Yes, exactly. Like to their death.
Yeah.
So Chi-Chi's is on its way back.
What, really?
They are looking to open stores. And for the first time ever, I'm reading this as a quote, you can own a piece of Chi-Chi's.
Dang, give me some Chi-Chi.
Let me say this again. They are direct ad advertising on Instagram.
Like buying stock in the company?
Okay. For normal people to invest today in bringing back Chi-Chi's. Now, I'm going to read you the sales points
here. Yeah.
$95.3 billion. That is the current Mexican dining market in America right now. So it's a hot commodity.
Okay.
Traction. Proven traction and major expansion potential.
Sit down taco room.
You got it. But I think the biggest selling point is the people that are already in. They say they have already 250-plus investors on board that have raised
$700,000. $700,000?
So what does that get you?
That could get you a half a Chi-Chi.
Thank you! That's not even enough for a Chi-Chi's!
Yeah.
You could probably get a good chimichanga out of that.
Why would you tell me you only raised $700,000 if you're trying to get me to invest in your national chain?
So the money ain't pouring in.
I guess not.
And I'm guessing they know all these investors.
Well, their cousin Dan?
Yeah, I'm guessing, right?
This is a scam, right?
I don't know if it's a scam. I guess they're just trying to raise money, but how else do you do
it? Seeing like how much interest there is, because that's another way to gauge that, right?
But they shouldn't have announced that.
Well, but they advertise it directly to me, and I think it's because we've talked about Chili or Chi-Chi's on the air before, right?
Yeah.
But, okay, I assume anything that is an investment that is directed towards me on any social media is a scam.
Oh, sure.
Like, without question.
They're just throwing a line out there to see who they can nab.
Thank you. I'm not looking into anything
more. Yeah, I'm not clicking on that link.
Yes, exactly. And now I'm kind of regretting it. Kimmy, can you Google invest in Chi-Chi's and see what comes up? Like, what they want for an in-the-door investment? Because if it's anything less than, like, $100, we know immediately that feels like a scam.
Yeah.
Right? I own $100 of Chi-Chi's, which, by the way, you probably can't even take out like a family of six to go eat for under $100 at a Chi-Chi's.
And that's Mexican food, which is notoriously cheap.
Yeah, you got it. I don't know, man. Like, If you had the opportunity to invest in a Chi-Chi's legit, would you do it right now?
No, of course not, man. I know nothing about investment.
Well, that's what's great about
it. And my old man was like an investor, and I still don't know anything about
it. Well, your old man got lucky on one stock.
Right. But I don't even know how he did that.
Luck?
No, but how it got big.
Okay. I can tell you don't know anything.
I don't know anything. That's my point. I know nothing. And you don't know that much
either. No, that's what I'm saying. I know nothing about
it. Just because you go to these fancy events, they'll be acting all high.
I know nothing about finances. I was not legally allowed to use banks in America. I have said this multiple times.
You and Cuba were banned from American banking system.
All right, Kimmy, what do we got for Chi-Chi's investment information?
Okay, so I don't really want to click on any of these websites.
Okay.
None of them look legit. Yahoo Finance did an article that says a minimum of $250 is required in exchange for equity in Chi-Chi's.
Wait, $250 and I'm in?
But I don't know where to do that.
Is that like one share of stock?
What? They want $250?
And I'm minimum. In. I'm an owner.
What's my return on investment 10 years from now on $250 in Chi-Chi's? Do I get salsa out of it at least?
Oh, you get some nice salsa.
Because they still sell the salsa at the grocery store.
Oh, they do?
Chi-Chi's. Yeah. Salsa. Can't get enough.
I remember those chips were always really good.
The Chi-Chi's chips.
They were like, you know, those ones like they fried there or something.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only time
Are you talking about tortilla chips?
Yeah. But okay. That was like the first place I remember like getting like warm chips on a table.
Where they just come out and put it on there.
Yeah. Hey,
this is how you know the East Side has no culture. Man from Pittsburgh explains
warm
free
chips.
Tortilla chips.
I just remember
that come at every Mexican restaurant.
And I think they were the first to do quesadillas.
No, they're not invent quesadillas.
Bro, you don't know
Shut
how far
up! About,
I think
Chili's always had quesadillas.
No, but I think Chi-Chi's was before Chili's.
Kimmy, please Google who invented the quesadilla. Did you just say
no? I said no. I did not say
restaurant.
Invent. I said introduced Americans.
My ass.
To your ass.
My ass.
I think that company introduced the quesadilla to the American
Taco diet. Bell had quesadilla technology like 40 years ago.
No.
Yes, they did.
They were always an also ran.
What are you talking about?
Taco Bell was coming up still.
That's the dumbest take. Taco Bell was pre-Chi-Chi's.
No.
Yeah.
No, like coming up though.
Oh my
they
God.
Weren't all over the country.
What a dumb take. Chi-Chi's brought the quesadilla to America.
Yes.
In an old leather suitcase.
I said introduced
They changed
it.
Their name at yeah. Ellis Island, and they were gonna. And then he opened up the suitcase, and he showed them.
All right. Taco Bell was the first major U.S. chain to offer quesadillas to the public.
Told you. Yeah, who looks
I mean,
dumb?
That's a chain, unless you're putting Chi-Chi's in a different category.
Well, what, a restaurant that has multiple locations across many states, a chain?
So did they say what year?
1492. Columbus sailed the ocean blue, and he brought us quesadillas to Taco Bell, in which case they started distributing them.
Let's see.
No.
Native Americans' minds were blown.
He
came from Spain. He was sailing for the Spanish. That's why they're called quesadillas. Columbus.
I thought he was sailing for Italy.
Yeah, he was in Italy. Was he Spanish? I forget the story.
No, you know what? I think it's like Formula One. He's Italian, but he drove for Spain.
No, yes, that's exactly what I said.
You're right. I tried to give you credit.
You step in and go, no, that's not right. The actual historical thing we all learned, the first thing we learned, which isn't even true. Kimmy.
I mean, it says they made them permanent on their menu in 2001, but it sounds like they had them before.
Yeah, they were like bouncing in and out.
I hear you.
No, I remember my first quesadilla at Taco Bell.
We all do.
No, it was a life-changing experience. It's like a sandwich, but it's not.
It's crispy.
Yeah. And they had that sauce in there, too, that was kind of like Big Mac sauce.
It is delicious.
Oh.
I think every man can eat their weight in a quesadilla.
I don't have enough quesadillas. Because
you shouldn't have enough. You shouldn't eat your quesadilla limit. One lifetime.
The greatest present I ever got in my life, when I was like 19,
yeah.
Somebody got me a homemade quesadilla maker.
Wait, you were home?
Yeah.
Wait, as a single boy?
Yeah.
Just a making quesadillas? Press?
I was making three quesadillas a day. I had a three quesadilla day habit. It was like a hot
quesadilla
plate.
Quesadilla was a good after school food.
Were you
fill that thing with cheese and whatever else you had in the fridge.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Were you living at home with this machine?
No. I was in my apartment.
Where was your computer?
Next to the quesadilla maker?
Yeah. So you were...
Joke's on you. I didn't have a computer then. I was J-O-N by imagination.
You like, man, what kind of horror show was that?
Hey, man, it got us there, okay? Any port in a storm. No, it was great. It folded over and you would put two pieces. And it wasn't just a half a quesadilla, Kimmy. You would
get
a full tortilla
thing.
Quesadilla. And I invented so many good quesadillas.
Damn.
Threw some fried potatoes in there,
ooh,
right? Chicken.
Tater quesadilla.
Oh, God, it was...
Quesadillas are great if you had nothing else to make. Like, you could always fill it with something.
Well, sour cream makes everything good.
Okay, no. Sour cream hides bad quesadillas.
Wait, you don't dip your... What do you dip your quesadilla?
Nothing.
You don't use the sour cream
put,
that
like,
they
taco sauce on it.
No, I wouldn't even do that. Sometimes I'll go guacamole on top.
I got a dump. Right. I like guac too. I'll use them all.
No, see, it's the ideas like this that could really help Chi-Chi's take off.
Yeah,
which is
so
why
maybe they're back. Maybe they're back.
They're asking
us. Hey, for $250, we could be in and be millionaires in 10 years.
You want to do it?
No.
Okay.
I don't have $250 to throw around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.